The United Farm Workers Union celebrates its 20th anniversary. Though it's been a while since the union engaged in a dramatic strike or boycott, its work continues. Jim Quay reports.
Together we brought the plight of the men, women, and children who work in agriculture to the conscience of the country. And together we brought the dignity and the respect and the justice, and of course the wages, the working conditions and the hours of thousands and thousands of workers and their families. Those were the good old days.
The good old days Cesar Chavez speaks of were years of boycotts and strikes, beatings and sacrifice. At the first convention in Fresno 20 years ago, 300 farm workers met as the Farm Workers Association, afraid that the word union would alarm the growers and scare off prospective members. Their caution was justified. Every previous attempt to organize California farm workers had failed, and the Bracero program then allowed growers to import workers from Mexico, making union organizing impossible. When that program came to an end in 1964, Chavez was working in Delano, north of Bakersfield. He thought his group might be ready to strike in 3 years, but according to Dick Meister, co-author of A History of the Farm Workers Union, a strike by Filipino workers forced Chavez's hand.
The Filipinos were striking some of the same grape growers where the Mexicans worked. And Chavez wasn't about, and his people were not about to cross anybody's picket line. They thought that would be a terrible thing to do, and so they didn't do that. And then they thought, well, if we're not going to cross the picket line, we might as well go on strike too. We might as well ask for what they're asking for. And that evolved into the Great Delano Grape Strike.
16% or 17% of the American public actually stop eating grapes.
Cesar Chavez.
And it's always a source of amusement to me. Almost everywhere I go, people will come and say, oh, I'm very happy to meet you. You know, I still don't eat grapes.
The grape boycott ended in 1970 when the farm workers won the first contract from growers in California history. But 3 years later, they had to call for another boycott, this time of lettuce, when the Teamsters Union began to sign so-called sweetheart contracts with growers, contracts that gave farm workers higher pay, but no rights. Cesar Chavez.
That was the hardest fight we had because we had two huge opponents against us. But the public throughout the world rallied in our favor, and we were able to overcome with the tenacity of the workers, with the support, with a tremendous amount of public support throughout the Western world, we were able to effectuate some very, very tough boycotts, and then the coming of the law.
The law is the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act, passed in 1975 thanks to the strong efforts of Governor Jerry Brown. It set up the ALRB, the Agricultural Labor Relations Board, to hear complaints and guaranteed the farm workers the right to collective bargaining. But while this law saved the union, it also transformed it. Dick Meister.
Since the law has passed, the UFW has changed. The UFW now is a union. Before, it was merely an organizing committee, hoping to be a union. Now it's a union. And when you become a union, that means you have to do things like put together a bureaucracy to run the union, and you have to work behind the scenes at political activities and legal activities. And you have to, if you want to run a union like the UFW is insisting on running, which is a union run by and for the farm workers, you have to involve your members very deeply. You don't have outsiders running the union. As before, the outsiders were helping run the union. And so what's happened now is that some of those outside supporters have become very disillusioned. They've become disillusioned.
That disillusion resulted in a challenge to Chavez's leadership at the union's last convention, a challenge which failed. Still, only one California farm worker in five is in the UFW, and with Jerry Brown leaving office and public support for unions at a low ebb, the UFW's future is uncertain. But then, says Cesar Chavez, the union's future has always been uncertain.
When we started, one in a thousand gave us a chance that we might make it. Most thought that we were, most tolerated us, and quite a few thought we were crazy. It was a dream that we thought could be done, and it was done. So we're very, very happy about that.
For California Public Radio, this is Jim Quay.